CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Bipartisan members of the Senate are planning to investigate Russia's involvement in the U.S. election. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer.
It should be one of the first orders of business immediately when we come back on January 3rd.
The CIA has concluded with high confidence that Russian hacking was designed to boost Donald Trump's chance of getting elected.
I'm Tom Foti. With serious calls now for congressional investigations, President-elect Trump does not think much of reported U.S. intelligence theories of possible Russian efforts to help him get elected.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it.
His thoughts on Fox News Sunday were amplified by his ex-campaign manager Kellyanne Conway, who insists Mr. Trump does respect the intelligence agencies.
What President-elect Trump said is ridiculous is this idea that it was meant to help him become president of the United States. There is no evidence of that.
She was on CBS's Face the Nation. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
After dumping a foot of snow in parts of Minnesota, a storm system is moving east, bringing snow, ice, and rain. Patrick Burke with the National Weather Service says New England could get up to 10 inches of snow.
The snow's going to be picking up in intensity Sunday night into Monday morning, so this certainly will be a Monday morning commute issue for some cities like Syracuse and Binghamton, New York, and places on up into New England as well. So the timing of it is such that you will want to give yourself extra time as you head out Monday morning.
In Detroit, a plane with 70 people on board slid off the runway as it was turning onto a taxiway. No one was hurt. Turkey's government's pledging revenge against the Kurdish military group that's claimed responsibility for a pair of bombs that killed at least 38 people in Istanbul. CBS's Holly Williams is there.
The first explosion at around 10:30 last night was a car bomb, followed 45 seconds later by a suicide bomber detonating their device in a nearby park, according to Turkish officials. Turkey's deputy prime minister said the car bomb may have used nearly 900 pounds of explosives, and the blast could be heard from several miles away. This follows a spate of devastating bombs in Turkey over the last year, some attributed to ISIS, others also claimed by Kurdish militants, who were involved in a decades-long conflict with the government here.
At least 155 people were injured. There was loud applause in the L.A. theater for last night's premiere of Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Even though he's in it, actor Alan Tudyk said it was a thrill to watch.
It's a ride. And after we saw it, we sat stunned because so much of it we hadn't seen. You know, you can say on paper there's a fight in space, but until you see the fight in space, you don't get the sense of it, the power that can be the power. But it was great.
Disney's Moana topped the box office for the third week in a row. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. If you're driving to the mall, turn around. Make it easy on yourself. Give your loved ones what they really want but rarely get, a perfect night's sleep with a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Boll & Branch sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and are incredibly soft and comfortable. And because we only sell online at BollAndBranch.com, they cost less than half of what you'd pay for luxury linens at the store. We take care of everything. Shipping is free, and our sheets arrive beautifully packaged in our signature box. No gift wrapping needed. We have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents sleep on Boll & Branch. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you go to BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. $50 off at BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Still a little cold out there, but temperatures are actually where they're supposed to be at for this time of year. We'll quickly fall into the 30s once the sun goes down, and we've got 20s likely later tonight. Partly cloudy skies during the overnight, and we'll wake up to more partial clearing early Monday morning. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronna Williams.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors, people of every age and ethnicity. because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The KCMO Talk Radio app on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A free download in the iTunes or Google Play stores. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO. This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Make it all taste good.
The government takes everything we make to pay for all of their solutions. Healthcare, climate change, pollution. Throw away the Constitution.
Good evening, Kansas City. Welcome to the Chris Kobach Show. I thought I'd begin the show with that song, a classic by the comedian Tim Hawkins. If you've never heard of Tim Hawkins, you got to Google him. Tim Hawkins, and he's a comedian. He's a Christian comedian, so he does a lot of. He's just so funny. He's hilarious, and he does some spoofs. Does a lot of music like that. Anyway, Tim Hawkins, the government can, you know. They make it all taste good. They sprinkle it with lies. All right, folks. So great to be back with you here on the Chris Kobach Show tonight. Got a lot to talk about. So many things have been happening in the news, and we're going to get right to it. 576-7710 is the number, 576-7710, if you want to opine on the show. So one story is a big one that happened this week, and it is more evidence of what is wrong with the failure to enforce our immigration laws. You probably heard about this. If you hadn't, it's amazing. The event actually happened on October 22nd, but the details surrounding the event only came out in the last week or so, and that is that there was an illegal alien who killed, it appears, two people in a hit-and-run case in Kentucky in the Louisville area.
and he had been deported 8 times. His name, Miguel Angel Villaseñor Salcedo. He was in an October 22nd drunken car crash that killed 2 women in Louisville. And he had been deported again and again and again. He was most recently deported in 2013. And in addition to causing this involuntary manslaughter, this car crash that killed people, he also fled the scene of the accident. And the guy is an illegal alien from Mexico. He had been deported 8 times. So he'd been previously deported on 8 occasions. This is really important to think about. So the guy, let me tell you a little more about the event, and then we'll talk about his illegal status. So the 2 women who were killed had gotten out of their car after it was involved in a separate collision. They were standing beside their car on Louisville's Outer Loop when a Chevy 1500 truck driven by Villaseñor Salcedo struck them. He had been, but this guy had been caught by Border Patrol agents in Texas in both June and September. He had crossed the Rio Grande, also Ross, that was near Brownsville, also near Hidalgo. He was twice stopped by border agents in 2012, twice within 6 days. So the guy's like, he's a serial border crosser. And he was deported each time, sent back either by the Border Patrol or by ICE in the interior. And this is just so outrageous because the guy had been effectively taken off the streets, and I'm going to get to how you do that in a moment, and effectively deported, he wouldn't have been driving that vehicle, and those 2 women would be alive today. So there's several reasons why this guy was able to cause the death of 2 Americans. But one of them is that the Obama administration's Justice Department is not prosecuting the felony of re-entry after a previous deportation. This has been a felony on the books of our immigration laws for decades. If you are deported and you come back, especially a previously deported felon, if you come back into the United States and you re-enter without inspection, that's a big-time felony. That is a felony that carries with it a significant jail sentence. And this Obama administration, this administration has not been prosecuting these people. A guy like this guy who walks back and forth across the border with complete impunity needs to be thrown in jail. He needs to be imprisoned because he is deported. American taxpayers are spending tens of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees and other processes to get this guy deported. And then he walks right back in. He completely disrespects U.S. law. Obviously disrespects life as well, and he should be prosecuted for reentry after being deported. This is, he had his one chance, and that was 8 deportations ago. And this guy, if the Obama administration had been prosecuting, if the Justice Department under Lynch and previous Senator Holder had been prosecuting this guy for the reentry of a previously deported felon, he'd be in a jail cell somewhere rather than behind the wheel, causing death and mayhem. Second thing that caused this, or that allowed this horrific incident to occur, is the absence of a wall. You see, the liberals like to make fun of the wall. They like to make fun of Donald Trump's and the American people's belief that a wall will make a difference, and it will make a difference. Because you can't just walk in with impunity wherever you want if there is an actual physical barrier that makes it exceedingly difficult or impossible to cross the border at the point you wish to cross the border. And all I need to point to is the San Ysidro sector, which is about a 30-mile sector from the Pacific Ocean in the San Diego area. Double barrier, double wall, high-speed access road for the Border Patrol in between. They have virtually no border crossings there. It's just too difficult. So if we had that all across the border, this guy, Villaseñor Salcedo, would not have been able to walk in with ease 8 times after being deported. And then the third thing that allowed this to happen is the past 7 years of Obama policy of making ICE agents sit behind a desk and sit on their hands when they want to be out there enforcing the law. And, you know, the left, the open borders left, will say, oh, there's no, you couldn't have prevented this, and maybe an American would have been behind the wheel and done the same thing. No, I don't think so. You could have prevented this. You could have made that individual a person who repeatedly, a felon, who repeatedly breaks the law again and again, has no respect for American immigration laws, makes American taxpayers spend thousands upon thousands of dollars. If we put this guy in jail, and if we'd allowed ICE to do what ICE agents want to do, the two ladies who were killed by him probably would be alive today. 576-7710. Anybody disagree? Any liberals out there want to spar a little bit? Anyone agree with this point? I mean, it's just how many Americans have to die before the open borders left gets a clue and recognizes that the failure to enforce our immigration laws, the failure to restore the rule of law, has significant human consequences in the United States, and that Americans are dying because of the failure to restore the rule of law in immigration. In this case, the Villaseñor Saucedo is an example of the problem. It is indeed, it is a prime example of the problem. 576-7710. Like to hear your thoughts about this on the Chris Kobach Show. We'll take a quick break and then we'll talk about it here on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
KCMO. This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members, of their families, or their children. Asking them to deploy, patrol, stay on watch, on point. Asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to bring them all the way home, to keep them secure, to have their backs for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs do whatever it takes to help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Find out how you can help at findwwp.org.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710, where the number is 576-7710. So if you're just joining us, we were talking before the break about the extraordinary case of this illegal alien in Kentucky who's deported not one, not two, not three, but eight times. So eight times U.S. law enforcement has to spend resources deporting this guy, and he just keeps walking back in. This is and it appears that virtually all of these occasions are during the Obama administration. And, you know, the amazing thing is, after the first deportation, he could have been thrown in prison. I mean, he actually technically could have been thrown in prison on the first time, because you enter without inspection, you walk across the border, contrary to what the Open Borders Left will tell you and the idiot talking heads will tell you. They will say, oh, no, there's no crime there. Yeah, actually, it is a crime to enter without inspection. But never mind. It's a really serious crime to enter after being previously deported without inspection. So he could have been thrown in jail. He should have been thrown in jail. And if he had, he'd be behind bars rather than behind the wheel and would not have killed two Americans. And again, this is the guy's name is Villaseñor Saucedo, illegal alien from Mexico. And the guy's been previously deported on eight occasions and was in the country illegally again when he was behind the wheel and killed these two Americans. It just goes on and on. And you could say, well, anybody could be behind the wheel. An American citizen could be driving, could be drunk, whatever. Sure, true. But the point is that this guy was the one. This guy was a repeat habitual lawbreaker and obviously not safe. Probably didn't have driver's education like virtually every American citizen has before they get a state license. Because many countries that are undeveloped countries like Mexico don't have driver's ed. And that's one of the reasons why you oftentimes see fatalities when they are suddenly told when they come to the United States, okay, you want this job, you're going to have to drive, or they effectively just decide they need to start driving. Anyway, the point is that this guy would not have been behind the wheel if he'd been behind bars. And if he'd been deported effectively, and deported by, you know, there are efforts and there are programs in ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to deport people to the interior of the country. Don't just send them walking back across the border, but put them on a chartered plane and take them all the way, you know, 500 miles, 700 miles south of the border. So yet another example of how lax enforcement has consequences, and why so many Americans said what is obvious, what you don't need an advanced degree to conclude, that when you don't enforce our laws, Americans pay the price. All of us pay the price in taxes. The average, net cost of illegal immigration every year is about $100 billion that we pay, and that's net cost to governments. State and local government, as well as federal government, the taxpayers, we get stuck with a bill of roughly $100 billion every year because of illegal immigration, all the things that illegal aliens consume, all the public services, etc. So we're already paying that cost. If you are someone who is hit in a hit-and-run accident by an illegal alien, you pay the ultimate cost. And there's an intermediate cost, too, an intermediate level, and that is if you lose your job or if your wages in your profession or career are depressed because of illegal labor, you lose wages. This costs Americans in so many different ways. And finally, we had a presidential candidate who expressed a presidential candidate who was leading and who, you know, who could make Tom Credo certainly made the case too a few cycles before. But President-elect Trump made the case convincingly that, look, we Americans are sick and tired of this. And he vividly conveyed the frustration regarding the families who lost loved ones to illegal aliens and had them on stage with him, told their stories again and again, and made the point, look, we've had enough. This is outrageous. No American should lose his life, in part because the federal government has failed to enforce our immigration laws, has failed to secure our border, has failed to build a wall, has failed to make the border more impenetrable. And so this this Villaseñor Saucedo case is yet another reminder of the very real, very tangible consequences of failing to enforce our laws. I want to talk about this. 5767710. I don't think there is a credible argument to be made in defense of this guy's treatment, in defense of the fact that this guy was not prosecuted after he reentered. Does anyone think we really shouldn't be prosecuting these previously deported felons? I mean, the Obama administration has decided that's not a crime they're interested in prosecuting. See, every administration comes in, and I can say this as a former Justice Department official under the Bush administration, under Ashcroft, the Justice Department, the new Attorney General has to come in and decide, okay, which cases are high priority? Which cases are we going to go after and prosecute? Which cases are low priority? The Obama administration decided that immigration crimes were low priority. So a previously deported felon reentering and then reentering again and again and again was not a high priority item. They were not going to spend taxpayer dollars prosecuting this crime. You know, who knows what they were going to go after, but it certainly wasn't this. I guess they were going to spend Justice Department money suing states like Arizona, which they spent a mint on, by the way. If they had spent that money putting guys like this Villaseñor Saucedo behind bars, then these ladies might be alive today, the two people who died. So this is a predictable result of sustained non-enforcement of our immigration laws. And I don't see how anyone can deny that. If anyone was, we'll be right back in a few minutes here on the Chris Kobach Show, 576-7710.
When our Constitution is in tatters.
Hey, this is Greg Knapp with Chris Butler, portfolio manager and host of Capitalist Pigs. Now, Chris, it seems like there's a lot of headwinds facing the markets today. There's a change in the White House, schizophrenic economy, and a Fed that wants to hike interest rates. So what should investors be doing right now?
Well, that's a good question, Greg. Investors should be well-diversified, and they should follow the trends as they change over time. Portfolios should be arranged so that if we get another 50% drop in stocks, investors can live to play another day. And I use that 50% figure because we know that can happen. It's happened twice in the last 16 years.
Yeah, tell me. Now, you don't just look at stocks. You're looking at bonds and real estate too, right?
That's right. We're looking at many different asset classes, including stocks, bonds, gold, currencies, real estate, and others.
That's a lot of stuff right there. That's a lot of potential diversification. You've got a free report, and it explains all this in more detail. So where can people find that report?
They can go to investontrack.com. Again, investontrack.com.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion.
CBS News Update. President-elect Donald Trump is completely dismissing the CIA's claim that Russian cyber attacks were designed to help him win the election, telling Fox News Sunday it's about politics.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it. I don't know why. And I think it's just, you know, they talked about all sorts of things. Every week it's another excuse. We had a massive landslide victory, as you know, in the Electoral College.
CBS's John Dickerson says this doesn't bode well for Mr. Trump's relationship with the intel community.
This isn't just about the facts of this particular case. What we're talking about here is a president-elect and his posture towards the intelligence community on which he's going to rely.
A bipartisan group of four senators is planning to launch an investigation into Russian and possibly other countries' involvement in the U.S. election. CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Still mostly cloudy as we head towards the evening, but we'll see some partial clearing for the rest of the evening and during the overnight. Partly cloudy skies after midnight. That means we'll wake up to at least a little bit of sunshine Monday morning, but be sure to have the coats ready as we see lows around the mid-20s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronna Williams.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members, of their families, or their children, asking them to deploy, patrol, stay on watch, on point, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to bring them all the way home, to keep them secure, to have their backs for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs do whatever it takes to help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Find out how you can help at findwwp.org.
Christmas music is back on 94.9 KCMO.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so
when you're
delightful.
Ready for the sounds of the season. We'll be there to make your Kansas City Christmas classic.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Merry Christmas.
94.9 KCMO. Kansas City's greatest Christmas hits.
KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. On the air at 103.7 FM and AM 710. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Why don't you talk into the microphone? I got a backup mic right here. Check, 1, 2. Testing, testing.
KCMO, Kansas City.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole.
Yes, sir!
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. The number is 576-7710. We're talking tonight about the avoidable crimes committed by illegal aliens and the fact that the hit-and-run accident in Kentucky, which killed two people and was committed by an illegal alien who had been previously deported eight times, could have been avoided if the Obama Justice Department had prosecuted this guy for the reentry of a previously deported felon. He carries a significant jail sentence and could have easily been done, should have been done, many deportations ago. The guy's deported over and over and over again, and yet he's able to reenter the country again and again with impunity. So that's one problem. But here's the other. Here's chapter two of the same story, and that is we have the sanctuary cities problem. So things like this happen. Do you think it changes the thinking of the liberal mayors and the liberal city councils of America's large cities who have declared themselves to be sanctuary cities, cities that effectively shelter illegal aliens from deportation and refuse to cooperate with the federal government? No. They don't seem to care, or they just seem to be closing their eyes and covering their ears to the death and mayhem caused by many illegal aliens to U.S. citizens. And it's amazing, and of course you know the story. In the weeks after the election, Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago, along with a host of other mayors, including de Blasio in New York City, decided that they were going to declare that Donald Trump can do whatever he wants, but they're going to remain sanctuary cities. Really? You think that's an honorable thing to do? You think that's a viable way to represent your people and say we're going to become a sanctuary city? In the case of Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, he said, "Let me reassure you," talking to the illegal aliens within the city limits. "Let me reassure you, Chicago will remain a sanctuary city, and you'll be safe here." Okay, that's going to mean that among the people who are safe there are those illegal aliens who have criminal records, and those illegal aliens who are MS-13 gang members, and those illegal aliens who tend to drive drunk a lot, and those illegal aliens who have been previously deported, and those illegal aliens who have committed multiple felonies in addition to their immigration-related felonies. And sanctuary cities are cities where Americans' lives are at risk. How many cases do we need to mention? Go to the case of Katie Steinle in San Francisco last year. Shot dead on Pier 13 in San Francisco, walking with her father. Go back a few years before to the Bologna family, whom I represented in court. Three members, Matthew, Michael, and Anthony Bologna, shot dead by Edwin Ramos, driving home after a picnic after church one Sunday afternoon. Again and again and again, we see Americans dead because sanctuary cities protect the illegal aliens, and there are a variety of forms of sanctuary cities, but essentially they're one of three types. Either they're a don't ask sanctuary city, where you don't allow your police officers to ask anyone his immigration status, a don't tell sanctuary city, where you don't allow your police officers to tell the federal government when they find an illegal alien, and the third type is a sanctuary county, typically, that refuses to honor an ICE detainer request, which means refuses to honor an ICE request to please hold on to this illegal alien so we can pick him up. So, and by the way, we have six sanctuary counties of that third type in Kansas. And if you're listening to this show in the Johnson County, you live in a sanctuary county. If you're listening to this show in Shawnee County, you live in a sanctuary county. So how long is it going to take before these mayor? I should say that Johnson County and Shawnee County, Kansas, have not said to the president-elect, "We're going to defy you too." But these large liberal mayors of cities like New York and Chicago have said, "We don't care if you take away our federal money." Okay, we'll see. We'll see if you really don't care if the federal money dries up. But I think the federal money needs to dry up regardless. Why should the rest of us taxpayers who try to follow federal law and who have cities and counties that follow federal law, why should we be giving you a penny of our dollars if you are flagrantly violating federal law? And let's make that clear. Many people don't realize this, but it's been a violation of federal law to be a sanctuary city since 1996. Federal law bans the don't tell form of sanctuary city. That if you restrict your police officers' ability to communicate with ICE, communicate with the feds, that's against federal law. Now, the federal law didn't put any specific teeth in it, because back in 1996, 20 years ago, Congress assumed that cities and mayors would actually obey the law. Well, now we know that a large number of left-wing, I don't know of any right-wing, I don't know of any conservative cities in America that are knowingly breaking federal law, but I know of a lot of left-wing cities and mayors who are breaking federal law. Maybe someone can come up with a counterexample. I'd love to hear it. But a lot of left-wing cities and mayors are knowingly breaking federal law and putting their own citizens at risk, and quite happy to have the rest of us taxpayers, the rest of us saps, pay for their dangerous, deadly sanctuary policies. I say enough is enough. I say not one more cent. And I say the sooner the Trump administration starts taking away federal money from those sanctuary cities, the better. This has got to stop. You know, it's like the mainstream media, you know, they don't want to talk about the death of these two women at the hands of this illegal alien. They absolutely don't want to talk about it. Now, before I go, I've got two separate stories here. So one, we're talking about the two people who died because of the hit-and-run accident caused by Villa Senor Sacedo in Louisville. And then we've got the sanctuary city stories. Louisville is not a sanctuary city, so I don't want to confuse anyone here. But the point is that sanctuary cities are especially prone to accidents or intentional homicides caused by illegal aliens. And we have so many examples, like I just gave you, the Steinle case, the three members of the Bologna family who died, both in San Francisco, by the way, both incidents in San Francisco. So there is an unwillingness on the part of liberal Democratic mayors to basically acknowledge that this is a problem. They seem to find that they have better electoral support if they thumb their nose at the federal government and the rest of us. And there is a media unwillingness to talk about murders, whether they are in manslaughter or first or second degree murder, deaths caused by illegal aliens. And so you have this unholy alliance between the liberal media and the liberal cities that want to be sanctuary cities. Have you had enough? I've certainly had enough. 576-7710. What do you think is going to happen when that federal money dries up? Do you think some of those sanctuary cities, do you think Rahm Emanuel might eat his words and come back to the federal trough to feed? Because let me tell you, Chicago gets a lot of federal money. I don't have the exact figure at my fingertips right in front of me right now, but I'm sure it is in the tens of millions every year. Because all those highways, all those exits, all those federal all those roads projects that involve an interstate, you have a mix of federal and state dollars going into it. And Chicago's a pretty big city, and I would not be surprised at all if the number's in excess of $20 million a year. 576-7710, let's talk about this. Is it time we shut the door on sanctuary cities? And what about this illegal alien hit and run? At least we have a president now who is willing to talk about these cases. Can you imagine President Obama even talking about a case of an illegal alien committing a crime? No, absolutely not. But now we have a president who sees this as a problem and sees it as something that has to stop. Let's talk about it here on the Chris Kobach Show, 576-7710 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
KCMO.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son, you need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere, and you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year.
I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Harry Anderson. For a good, uncomplicated way to exercise, take a walk. At any age, walking is one of the best ways to keep your heart fit and your joints limber without the injuries that jogging or some aerobics can cause. Ask your shoe salesman for a shoe that's designed for walking. And ask your doctor to help you plan an exercise walking program that's right for you. Soon, you'll be on the road to better health.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute, WRInstitute.org.
FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Welcome back. The Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Well, the number is 576-7710. We're talking about illegal immigration. We're talking about a change this country is going to finally see after January 20th when Donald Trump is sworn in. Man, that date cannot come soon enough. What do you think? 576-7710. You know, the loss of American lives caused by illegal aliens who either commit crimes, commit homicide, or who are behind the wheel and cause involuntary manslaughter, killing Americans. It's just over and over and over again. I mean, we just had, for example, in Johnson County, the sheriff's deputy who was killed a few months ago by an illegal alien. And it just never ends. Many of you know the case of Amanda Bixby, a Leavenworth County resident, young lady, and she's maybe 20 or 21 years old. She died in a car accident caused by an illegal alien. So many
great Americans who've lost their lives because caused by illegal immigration. And when you look at a nationwide scope, you're talking about, I haven't done the math, but it probably averages out to many Americans each month whose lives are lost because they are shot and killed, or they are killed in car accidents, or in one way or another, the presence of an illegal alien led directly to their death. And, you know, you just think about this and you think, you know, just between now and January 20th, how many will die? And of course, you know, it's not going to instantly stop when Trump takes office and there's a more law enforcement based attitude toward immigration laws, because you still have millions of illegal aliens in the country already, and it's going to take a while for that to change. And so it's a horrific problem. It's a problem that's been caused by willful neglect, and in the case of sanctuary cities, mayors, been caused by intentional policies where liberal mayors and liberal city councils ignored the fact, or were willfully blind to the fact, that they were putting their own citizens at risk. And I think it can't happen soon enough that at the very least we stop spending our dollars. As a federal taxpayer, I don't want a single penny going to a sanctuary city. And, you know, Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago, when he was responding to Trump's statements about sanctuary cities, he said, you look at the sanctuary cities, and he starts rattling off a bunch of names, Boston, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Chicago, New York. You look at these sanctuary cities, he says, and I'm paraphrasing, but essentially he says, these are the intellectual and cultural centers of America. Why would you want to take away federal money from these places? Precisely because you're disobeying federal law. If you can't even be bothered to obey the law, then you certainly don't deserve any federal money. And think of the hypocrisy, by the way. Any of you ever been, you know, received a citation for any violation of local law, some local ordinance concerning your property or your vehicle or your business? You know how the local city or county authorities have zero tolerance for, or virtually zero tolerance for, disobedience of their laws. But in these sanctuary cities, they're quite happy to themselves disobey federal law. I find it so hypocritical and tragically just tragic that these cities that insist that their own residents, I'm sure that Rahm Emanuel, I'm sure that Chicago imposes fines, you know, in the millions of dollars, certainly in the hundreds of thousands, on Chicago residents, and tolerates no disobedience of the law, or very little disobedience of the law by its own residents. But when it comes to illegal immigration, and when it comes to people they hope will someday get an amnesty and vote for them, apparently, I don't know what other motivation there seems to be evident. And certainly, if you talk to Barney Frank, that's what he says. He says it's all about voters of the future. If those individuals, oh, they can break the law. Happy to allow those people to break the law. It's unreal. It's the selling out of American citizens and American safety in the interest of giving illegal immigration, illegal aliens, a free pass. So sanctuary cities, we've got illegal alien hit and run case in Louisville, Kentucky. We've got a lot to talk about here on the Chris Kobach Show. 576-7710 is the number if you want to opine on either of these stories. But it is it is high time that we see things turned around. And if you look at the reactions of the open borders left since Donald Trump's election on November 8, I mean, they're in panic mode, and they're you know, girding for battle. They're hoping that they can defeat anything Donald Trump wants to do. But what they don't understand is that actually there are a whole bunch of things that haven't been done by the existing executive, namely enforcing the law. Donald Trump doesn't need a bill to go through Congress to see our immigration laws enforced. In fact, it's been willful disobedience of the law that's been going on for so many years under the Obama administration. And so the open borders left can complain and they can say how horrible the law is, But last time I checked, we were a country where the rule of law matters. And if a law is on the books, it's supposed to be enforced. And so I think we will finally see a democracy, a republic, which abides by the rule of law functioning as it's supposed to, where the laws that are on the books are enforced. And if the open borders crowd wants to, doesn't like our immigration laws, doesn't like the fact that people get deported, well, they are more than welcome to file a bill. Have Luis Gutierrez of Illinois file a bill saying that it's no longer a crime to re-enter the country after previously being deported. Have him file a bill to say it's no longer a crime to cross the border without inspection in the first place. Go ahead. Try to change the law. See if you can convince the 50% plus one in both chamber of the Congress to agree with you. Good luck with that. And then try to convince President Trump to sign it. But until you do, if you're an open borders person, the law is the law, and the law is supposed to be enforced. It's supposed to be enforced equally, supposed to be enforced without regard to political benefit. And that is finally something that we're going to see happening under the Trump administration. And as I said before, that day cannot come soon enough. And, you know, the other thing, again, something I mentioned in the first segment, the wall, building that wall, can't happen soon enough, because the more we get built right now, by the way, we've got about 380 some miles of the border actually has a physical barrier that pedestrians cannot get through or cannot easily get through. So 380 some miles, I think it's 386. And the total distance of the southern border from sea to sea is 1,989 miles, just 11 miles shy of 2,000 miles. So round it up, we got 400 of 2,000 miles built. That's 20% of our border is impenetrable to pedestrian traffic. But 80% of our border is wide open. And let me tell you, I've been to portions of the border where there's nothing there, not even a barbed wire fence, not even a little post that says, oh, by the way, you're entering the United States. So the notion that we have effective control of our border, as people in the Obama administration like to laughably claim, is simply outrageous. All right, we're going to talk about this when we come back. 576-7710 is the number to reach. Chris Kobach Show, 576-7710. You can dial that in 913 or 816 area code, and we'll talk about it here on the Chris Kobach Show. And we'll be right back after these messages, and I want to hear from you. 576-7710 on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO.